It's time for Joe Wants to Know.
317-239-1009. If you can't get through, Joe and Alex Show on Twitter to go follow and let us know what you think about this. My friend's wife, her name's Jackie, and she was talking to one of her, I guess, good girlfriends, and my buddy overheard this on speakerphone, and they pretty much are going back and forth, and her friend was upset that the teacher is giving out all these awards to different kids for different things, like saying, oh, well, you're so bright, and you're this and that, or like, hey, you're really strong, when the kid was just really overweight, which would have been mine. Like, little Joe, you're a strong guy. It's like, well, I'm pudgy. But I don't think there's anything wrong with that, especially at that young age of a, whatever a second grader would be. You're trying to build them up. You don't want to make a second grader think like, hey, little Joey, you're a fatty and you're going to get diabetes if you don't change your life.
But these women say that it's coddling and babying these kids and giving them false words of affirmation. Stephanie said on Twitter, some kids don't even get compliments at home. They need it from teachers. Mario said, Sean has it right. We need to build up our kids and show them confidence. Baby V says, someone's weight doesn't affect their value as a person. Building children's self-esteem and teaching what values are truly important. Love it. Candace said, totally agree with the IBS teacher. As a teacher myself, we have to build up their confidence.
All right, let's talk to Rachel on the Joe and Alex Show. Rachel, what did you want to say?
So I am a school-based therapist in a local township, and I just wanted to say that working with the kids every day in different traumatic or different situations and hearing those kids talk about not receiving attention, just attention at home, is really upsetting. And so when they come to school, our school has a rewards program where the kids can earn.
Sorry, you're cutting out.
It sounds like they have a rewards program where like they can get things by doing good or something. Are you still there, Rachel? I'll try
yeah,
one more time.
Okay. I am.
They get a you guys have a program. Continue, your phone dropped
yeah,
out.
Yeah, what's the reward that they get?
So it's on a phone, so it's an app that all the teachers can download, and they get rewarded different, like, dollars, not actual dollars, but that they can spend at the bookstore mm-hmm. for being kind, for being respectful, for waiting their turn. And so it just recognizes all these skills that maybe kids aren't always recognized for at home and are maybe told differently when they go home to whatever environment they live in.
All right. Hey, thank you for calling. That's kind of interesting right there. Jessica on the Joe and Alex Show, you say kids need more positive reinforcement.
Yeah. From experience, I just know that kids need more positive things in their life, especially when you go home, and not every kid gets that.
No, and I think that's been the general consensus from everybody today. It's like, you don't know what the kid's walking into. They may have negativity and no support at all. So what's the harm in trying to, you know, support them? I think especially at a young
right.
age, like if you got like a high school kid, though, it's like I think eventually you got to get them kind of push out of the nest, right? I don't think you don't want
right.
to embellish as much. Hey, thank you.
Right.
Thank you, Jessica. Sorry about that for calling in the Joe and Alex Show. And Jimmy. Jimmy's got some thoughts on this. What did you want to say, Jimmy?
Hey, so what I'm saying is, like, I personally don't have kids, but I do have a nephew, and I used to work with kids, and I worked at a daycare. And taking that into consideration, you think about giving the kids positive reinforcement as in, oh, you're so smart, you're the best, you have the greatest ideas. You want them to know, like, you have an open-door policy. They can come talk to you about anything, that you're there for them. Because even though, yes, they may have a bad home life, things like that, they may be getting bullied at school also. They have no one else to talk to. If you guys have seen that movie 13 Reasons Why or whatever on Netflix,
mm-hmm.
you kind of understand you could be that one voice to help that person. Kids are not. I mean, it could be high schoolers. You still want to give them positive reinforcement because you could be that one person to end up saving their lives.
Dang, Jimmy. We wrap it up with you this morning. I like it, dude. Thank you so much for calling into the Joe and Alex Show. If you got anything else, Joe and Alex Show on our Twitter. Alex, maybe you guys could be nicer to me because I don't have anything at home with Lindsay. I need some really nice positive reinforcement.